It is 2:18 on this wonderful Thursday afternoon on the mighty 790 KFGO. Welcome aboard to all of our great listeners. Just had a call in from somebody out in Dilworth saying that the area around the Walmart in Dilworth, as you get out, that's on the edge of town. It's just brutal out there. So, I mean, that's open country. And so with the wind blowing as hard as it is with the snow blowing around, again, folks, remember that it's January. It's blowing hard. Everything is canceled in terms of school and after school activities. So just stay put. Don't go any place unless you have to go someplace. And even around town, as I was driving around, it's very slippery at all the intersections. So just hunker down, throw another log on the fire and read a book or do something like that. United States Senator Heidi Heitkamp. She's one of my favorites, maybe my favorite U.S. Senator. She joins us right now on the Mike McFeely Show to talk about something that I think is of great import, not only to North Dakota, Minnesota, but to our entire great nation that we have. Hello, Senator Heitkamp. I heard your laugh.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Sounds just brutal out there.
It's a hunker down day.
And those are good days. You know,
Absolutely. I wish I was hunkering down right now in front of my fireplace at home, but I'm hunkering in front of a microphone with you instead.
Somebody's got to tell people to stay off the road.
Well, actually, we shouldn't need to tell people that, but you're right. We do. To get serious, and I want to take as much time as we can to talk about this, because this is something that's really important, and I've had many friends of mine in Moorhead in Minnesota say you need to talk with Senator Heitkamp or Senator Klobuchar about the child sex trafficking proposal that you guys are pushing. This is a big deal, and especially so with all the changes going on in North Dakota right now. This is a very serious topic.
I think that way too often we see these problems and we say, oh, that's happening in Southeast Asia, or that's happening here, or that's happening there. You know, we know that it's happening in North Dakota. We had a hearing during the Homeland Security Committee meeting, talking with experts about what's happening, particularly in Indian country, where vulnerable girls are basically recruited into the sex traffic, either recruited through the use of alcohol or drugs, or they're runaways and they just, are looking for companionship or a help up, and the help up they get is from some really unscrupulous person. And what the problem is that when we have laws on the books that require that they too be charged, let's say for prostitution, then they aren't particularly good witnesses and they don't come forward. So they're really in a catch-22. And so the bill that Amy and I are working on would really begin to ask states to identify them as victims, so that we can treat them as victims, get rehabilitation, get them back with their families, and that we can then rely on them to be reliable witnesses against the people who are engaged in trafficking.
Well, I'll be honest with you. It actually surprises me that they are not now seen as victims. And so I applaud you and Senator Klobuchar for taking the lead on this, because if you are talking about an 11-year-old girl or a 12-year-old girl or a 15-year-old girl, again, North Dakotans this is happening to, not people in some faraway country. This is happening to our neighbors and our people who are going to our schools in our state. That person should not be charged with the crime if they are caught in a prostitution ring, because it's not, they've been coerced, they've been forced. They're, in many cases, essentially sex slaves, aren't they?
Absolutely. And, what's tragic, and just to, frequently you don't catch them at that age. You catch them later on when they're 17, 18, and then people say, well, they're not minors or they're at the age of consent. But really, this is a grooming and trafficking that's been happening at a very early age. In fact, what the Minnesota official said this weekend in Fargo is that the average age of a girl who is engaging in trafficking at entry level is below the age of 13.
Oh, wow.
I know.
So these young girls, and as you said, it's a particular problem in Indian country, in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. They are being groomed and being recruited on the reservations, and then they are being used in the sex trade in North Dakota, Senator Heitkamp, or are they being moved around the country, or what's happening?
No, pretty much in North Dakota, but that doesn't preclude them from beginning to, engage, maybe go to the cities or go to places like the Super Bowl. And one of the reasons why this issue comes up this month is, number one, we have a whole month of awareness about slavery and trafficking. But importantly, the biggest, single biggest event where we recognize trafficking is at the Super Bowl. And the New Jersey officials are, that's how I worked with Senator Chiesa, who was the appointed senator after Lautenberg died. And he and I basically pushed the Homeland Security chairman to do a hearing. And it was really interesting because Jeff really came at it from the perspective, we know this is happening. This is what we're doing. We've got these great programs, national awareness programs, state awareness programs in New Jersey. Want to talk about that. But then coming from the plains and having the women who testified about what's happening in indigenous populations, you could have heard a pin drop during their testimony talking about how this isn't an issue that's isolated to major metropolitan issues. This is happening in our backyard. And if I can just add to that, because I think there is a lot of attention to the sex traffic, but with this comes forced labor, comes really what is now modern-day slavery. And we know that at this point in time, internationally, the projections from national aid associations is that 29 million people in this world actually are living in slavery. It's the most there's ever been in the history of the world. And it's interesting because we think we've eradicated slavery. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not true.
Has this become a bigger problem in North Dakota with the oil boom? You know, we talk about a lot of the great things happening. We talk about some of the ugly things happening. Is this one of the ugly things happening because of the oil boom?
I think it goes hand in hand with a very migratory population. It goes hand in hand with a lot of, you know, a lot of people with a lot of cash in their pockets. The folks who would peddle not only young girls and young boys, but also peddle drugs, see this as fertile territory. And so you can't really separate those two issues. I think that we are so grateful to have great input and investment from legitimate businesses who are coming to do business in North Dakota. Unfortunately, illegal business has come to North Dakota too. And we have to be not in denial about that. We have to get out ahead of it. And what we're hoping to do is hoping to see North Dakota take a look at their laws, make sure that they have laws that will encourage people who are engaged in, you know, young girls who are sold into this sex trade to come forward by giving them a safe harbor. And, you know, so there's a lot of discussion about safe harbor legislation. We're fortunate we have our neighbor to the east who has done so much good work already that we have the opportunity to learn from Minnesota.
U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. Just a couple of minutes left, Senator. I know that you just got back from a meeting about the Castleton train derailment with the Department of Transportation. Is there any news there you can share with us, or did anything come out of that meeting?
And, you know, Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kramer and I were invited at the tail end of a meeting that was really all the stakeholders sitting, having a very frank conversation with the secretary and with the agency heads, both of the Federal Railroad Administration and PHMSA, basically saying what can we tell people to expect in terms of a timeline, in terms of the thinking, and then, you know, recognizing that safety, human safety, has to be the number one concern. What is the best practices that we can put forward? Not just looking at, you know, the structure of tanker cars or, you know, speeds, but, you know, how do we prevent derailments to begin with? And then how do we mitigate the consequences? And how do we help first responders? You know, which is another concern mm-hmm. we have, even if it happens out in, you know, a remote area, first responders are at risk. So what kind of training do we need for them? And so I think it was very wide ranging. I think it was very frank. I think that we left there with the idea that we're all united in really coming up with a strategy that puts human safety first.
I feel like so much like we dodged a bullet with the Castleton train derailment because it happened outside of town. And it's great that we're moving forward now, trying to find ways to prevent this from happening and to be better prepared for it. But boy, I just feel like we just dodged a bullet that could have been bad.
Yeah, if I can kind of the way I look at it is initially everybody said, wow, we're lucky. And then after that subsided, they said, but it could have happened here. And what is our expectation? What's reasonable to expect? And how can we improve our chances that this won't happen in a major city? And certainly won't happen anywhere. But the folks up in Quebec and weren't so lucky. And so we just need to have that discussion.
Senator Heitkamp, thank you. Great discussion. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota.